Bianca Etheridge. Lamar Dyson. Priya Cullen. Eighth, Shatam Piriyali. Eighth, and Piriya Shelby. Bunch of chow, what does that mean? I'm going to suggest two of them bark of the ethic tree. The Kabbalah Kabbalah says that generally, Ramasha, if you have a lemon, so the Ikar Pri of a lemon is the part which is sour. The part that is the fruity part which is sour. That's the Ikar, when you peel a lemon, that's what you hit. That's the Ikar Pri. The rind, on the other hand, is not the Ikar Pri. That tastes like the tree. Mashenki, when it comes to an Esrit, the sour part is much smaller than the rind. The rind is the Ikar Pri. So that's what it means, that's the period. That's the main part, that's the Ikar of the tree. That's what the period refers to when it says period. And that rind is what takes the same thing as the tree. The Ikar Pri is not the where the Tadriya is going more, like by an Esrit. Rather, it's the thicker rind. That's not the tree. Rind. It's the white part. Big white. That's much thicker than the inside. It's not like it was. That, when the Torah is referring to free, that's what it is. That's the ikar. When we refer to free, we refer to the ikar part of this fruit. That's what the free is. You see, from the time it says the Ether Free Show, that's what the Torah refers to as free. Achara, see this, we can understand something that Talmud is having a little bit of trouble with. The Gemara of Madama, a little later on, that's why I'm involved. Know the Esrig Simoni Treif Amahu. If there's Simoni Treif that happened by an Esrig, what's the halacha? Tell us, what's the Dimin Bechal between Simoni Esrig to Simoni Treif? So, Pneishur Etakasha, check there, Bechal is no Dimin Bechal. Treif, all the psalm of Treif only happen when the animal is alive. Anything that happens after the animal died is not a problem with Treif. Mashenkin and Esrig, all strainers that happen are only after it came off the tree. If it happened while it was on the tree, so then it's not a chasarn, because that's derech gidula, it doesn't pass. Klal, what's the zimun? Treif is telling chiv, and if it's something that's in Megarian that chiv, it passes in, Mashenkin Esrig. Zuck there, the way that he first says, he says, in a chanami, at the end of the day, the whole shell of the Gemara is that proven again to Reish and Ishbachok and Kinte, not by anything else. And the shell specifically, we're not, in general, we're not Madaman, Esrig to Treif. Specifically over here, the shayla ben again the treifa. What's the din? A reish and ishpachal kikitim. The kaimis ipenori. What's the din? Is the chesar mi bafnim shmei chesar or not? The fact something which there's no chesar outside. The whole chesar is mi bafnim. Is such a chesar considered chesar or not? The same shayla. It's clear. That same shayla ben again to Esther. In Chanan, it's not a din in chil. The shayla is the din in chesar. A chesar which you can't see. The chesar is the chesar. It's lishkin chesar. Memela by an Esther would also be. It would be a chesaron and one apostle. One be a chesaron and one apostle. That's a psul, it only passes the first day. The Chavim Zav, another name, in your day of Simulam Zav, he says, when you get to Reish Nishpachal Kikiten, you bring down the Gemara, and he opens Matmiya, and he says, in Echanami, the Shaila of the Gemara is only by Reish Nishpachal Kikiten. And over there he says, what's the Shaila? The Shaila is, do we say that the same way that by an animal, if it's kind of simple, then it will be yad to viavri, it will get better, and the animal will still live. Do we say the same thing when it gets an estrogonah? Do we say that since it's kind of the chajizera, so the rest of the estrog, which is nimua, will be chajizer viavri, i.e. the chajizera, which are kind of. If we say that it will be chajizer viavri, just like a trefo, it won't pass on, mashenkin. If it won't be chajizer viavri, then it will pass on. What's the psul? Well, it's Hesnish Kimpri. It's not considered a pre anymore. I heard that. You can only say this according to this Kabbalah Smar that we just said before. If you understand that the Ikar Pri is the Chadri Azera, where the Zera are, which is like it is by a lemon, so then what do I care that the rest of it is Nimua, is Nishpachal Kikitun? Mashenkin, if you understand that the Pri is Dafka, that the white, the big, thick white rind that surrounds the Chadri Azera, that's what the Torah refers to the Pri, so in the Chanami, it's common that it's not going to be Chayzer V'Yavri. It's not going to be considered a free unit. The Chavazat over there says, there's an opportunity between the Chavazat and the Pneisha. The Pneisha with the Chthern is the Chthern of Chaser, which only passes the first day. And I think according to the Chavazat, the Chthern and Pre will pass all 7 days. The Chavazat there says, at the end of the day, he doesn't know why the matmiya, all the achronim that are medama, esek, the treifa, then you count these worms, because there's no dimmu b'chol, you can only be medama again for this nekuda, and stop everything, you can't be medama. Lachar, we've seen the Gemara already, the Gemara is medama, and again, the nizdak, and nikim, the Gemara b'chol, something in the habamim, understood that that was what the Gemara, that the dimmu was the treifa, the Gemara says, no, there was the money treifa mam. The Gemara says, in nizdak, then you know, in nikim, then you know. We understood that you could be madame. The moral whole part in the beginning, how many did understand you could be madame and negate other things? Not sure where the half of that come from. That's the thing, the maskana is like, well, you can only be madame and negate it. More understood that you could be madame. I thought that the dimin is that psuli hodar were given over to Chazal to decide, like the Rosh says, what's considered hodar, what's not considered hodar. Chazal would say that anything which we negate to an animal is considered a treifa, you can't reckon that when it comes to an esrog as hodar. There's something vital missing. Something which is going to kill an animal is something which is an integral part of an esrog. When you sell it to the esrog, it's an integral part of an esrog. And if hetzesh can chaser, hetzesh can hodar, if it has one of these psulim. That would pass by anything. That's not just a psul specifically going to get the regulation of the kitain. That would pass by anything. So there's no dimin. So we'll see, the Taz says, when he gets in the top Rishman test, that's on Gimel, he says, he's going through all the psalm over there, and he says on this rush, that the psalm will give over to Chazal, so he says, they were talking in their eyes. What came in their eyes? They came in their eyes, they were talking by Kachim. The same way they were talking by Kachim, and certain things possible when he gets a Kachim, so to Esther, I guess maybe because it's a mitzvah, in the same way. Anything which will pass over there, we'll reckon that as a chesaron when again to Esther Gospel. As a certain topic. We have makar in the Torah to reckon such a thing as a giroi. As something which is megareh and hadr. That would pass over, it would be a certain hadr would pass over either 7 days or 1 day, depending on the chalik tishen. However, the Shulah Tadash already deals with this problem, and he says, something which is started rotting, give me to his tiliraki, safe tiliraki kuloi, and it's possible. And it's going to get totally rot. The shell is safe in the Rocky of Kula, that's very nice. There's no din that you need an ester garoi to shoot one. So when it gets rotted, I won't use my ester. When it's not rotted, I'll still use it. What's the concern? So actually you could say that it's already not ester, it's a din in Kola Umi, the Rock of Dami ready now. And then you could either understand the two ways. If you already consider now that it's nirkaf, that it rotted, so either it's a concern in the pre, like the Chavos Da'at said, or you can say like the Mishnah Siyavi. Siyavi said, any Sule Treifa, the reason why it passes is because Lo Yameisim Halukha. Same way that Yerushalmi says, when it gets to Lulav Ayovish, that it passes because Lo Yameisim, so too when it gets to all these things which is too many Treifa, a Treifa is something which is Lo Yachayel. So any Sule Treifa will pass because Lo Yameisim Halukha, which the Chavos will pass in the way that the Ravid understood the Lo Yameisim, when it gets to Lulav passes Kol Sheva. It's also possible shiva. Because it's more gishmak to say that it's a din in Lo Yameisim. If you understand called Sefer Liukiv Kerov of Dami, it's a din. It's like Kol Ayim Yisuf Kesar of Dami. Now, but Messias is not Sar. When it gets Klapi Dinim, I can reckon it that it's considered Sar already now. So you could say, if the din is a Lo Yameisim Yaluka, which is just a din, we'll reckon it Kilo as if it's made. So you could say, Sefer Liukiv Kerov of Dami, ready reckon it as ready now that it's Klapi Dinim. It's already considered dead. Possible. Mashiachim, if the whole concern is that you want to say that since it's going to rot totally, so therefore it's not considered a pre, how can you reckon it not a pre now? The Messias, it is a pre. Klapi Dinim will say, Chatusi Mester Shur is already considered as if it's not a pre. But as if it's Lo Yameisim Yaluka, it's already dead. When it gets a pre, you can say on the Messias that it's not a pre anymore. We said this at the beginning, why? But he says that the chesaron is safe in the Iraqi school. If it's chesaron out near him that it's already missing something now, then he can say it's missing something now. He can wrap totally, why is it making a chesaron? He doesn't understand that it's a din chesaron. It's a din because at the end of the day, it's going to be safe in the Iraqi school. It's going to be totally wrap. But not because something intrinsic is missing now. We declare this when it gets to Rashi. Rashi at the beginning of the chapter says, the beginning of the parak says, it says that lulav ba yeshir v'chetutim ech l'shirim. Shaila is, why does he have to say the lulav means nishir? Just say that chadusim after shiri, chadusim after omi litzuf kitzar of domi, it's already sarf now. So until the time now, maybe that chadusim after shiri is a dinim in dinim.
can tell you that in din skilas if you don't have it. So klapi dinim, let's say klapi the din of shir. You say it doesn't have a shir. Klapi mitzias, you want to say you don't have a lulav because this mess of shir, mechadesi. Because kalayim and lisaf kitar don't. But the truth is, there's a Rambam that says in Pirish Mishnayas, he says when he gets to Arlo, Shumatmeo, he says that the reason why they're puzzled, because they have no heter achila. What's the concern if it doesn't have a heter achila? Because since it's only the treifa, ayim ruim lachila b'shum inyan, and it's lame mikri pri. Since it's not mikri pri, since it's only the treifa and you can't use it, so we don't have it to be a pri. Let's say Goy comes and takes your Arlo, he can eat it. Also, ba'ana. You're not allowed to give it to him, you're not allowed to eat it. But a Goy is allowed to eat it. How could he say that the Messias is not a pri? The Messias, it is a pri. Elamai, the Rambam understood, even by Messias, you could say a Zavar. Something which is aiming the straight, but we're reckoning it already now, that it's Tatar something, we're reckoning now that you're not allowed to eat it, and it doesn't have a shame for you anymore. Kamzai, since we've been talking, the soul of Trefo is either because, like the Pnei Yeshua says, it's Chasa Chasar, which only passes the first day, or like the Chavazah says, the soul is Tefesh Kempri, which are passed all 7 days. And both of them understood that the soul Trefo only passes by Reish Nishma Chasa Kite. The Truma Sadesh understood that it's Tefesh Kempri, Kulay. And that concern is either like we're saying, it's a concern that it's not considered a free, which are passed all 7 days. Or it's a concern that it's Mayim Eishim Yalukov, which would also pass all 7 days. That's the Negea to Trefo. So Klapi, what Indian is it considered yours before? The Elam Etzer, the Maitre, at the end of the day, you own it. Very good, it doesn't have a Shabbos. The Maitre is yours. The Maitre is Shalom. That's him, as they check the Ritz, the Ritz has two questions. He brings down this Pshat from the Rajan, and he has two things. Because first of all, if you understand that the whole Chassan is a Chassan, it's not considered a Lachem, and Eba Zayir only passes the first day. And Kapasa Vatani in the Mishnah, that these psalm are possible all 7 days. Timothy said in the first Mishnah they pass all 7 days. All these psalm possible 7 days. The Ritva is the one that holds that all psuli hodar, which is this Daknika, Kos Koshu, Pashtis, all half these psalm, Yavish, he holds that psuli hodar only possible the first day. The Ritva Lishikasi holds that the first Mishnahites are all going in the Mikdash, and hodar possible all 7 days. That's the first Kashmir effect of Ritva. If the psul is psul aslachem, then it's only a possible first day. The second question he asks is, Kol davar shu shaloi ve'in la'achirim tzuzbo l'chem trinu be. Anything which is yours, and somebody else doesn't have a tzuz in it, and a chanam is true. But nobody else has a tzuz in it, it's yours, l'chem trinu be. It's not a chanam, anything which is tzuzbo l'chem. The real result is, the whole tzuzbo when you get to Orla is, chidusi mechta shuri, because it's Eimel Yisrael. Eimel Yisrael, the one that is true, the tzuzbo l'chem, chidusi mechta shuri. Shela is, what's good to my click? There is all that kind of handleless, they don't really explain what Lachlekes is, there's place about it, it's involved, it's receivers, Lachna Shrine, and downward. The one guy in Asher in Lachlekes is, in the Mikra Kodesh with Tuchas of Frank, he declares, what's the din when you get to Esrik, which is Esrik shall have this. Yeah, in the Caribbean island, you find an Esrik, you're allowed to use it. You don't want to be Zaytan. Or you, can you be Yaitse? If you consider Lachem, it's an Esrog of Hefer. So he brings down, but again, he brings down from Arachaner. The Arachaner says that, Mikra Kodesh was claiming when he gets to Esrog, which is Gozel. An Esrog which is Gozel, what's the Chassan? Is the Chassan because it's somebody else's? Or is the Chassan because it's not here? He brings down from the Arachaner and says, when he gets to Esrog of Hefer, can you be Yaitse in it? So he says, the Chassan told him, I like it. Of the Ritva and the Raivin that we just said. According to the Raivin, the whole concern is that it's not considered Shaloi because it doesn't have a Shabbat Pruto. So he says, when you get to Esther goes, Hefker, Mice is also not considered yours. You have no Shabbat in it. Mashenkin, if the whole concern is like the Ritva says, that Ein Lachem Mishuzba, in other words, it's Chuzba, it depends on whether or not somebody else has a Chuz. So the Mele bin Yigeta Hefker, no one else has chasam yet. You'll be able to be Yet Yirchi with Hefker also. Dahainu, Esther Gagazo, according to the Ritva, the chasam is because it belongs to somebody else. And according to the Ravi, the chasam is because it's not yours. And the Nafkimine is bin Yigeta Esther, which is Hefker. According to the Ritva, you'll be able to be Yetzir, because bin Yigeta Lechem, no chasam is as long as it doesn't belong to somebody else, consider Lechem. So Esther Shal Hefker doesn't belong to somebody else, consider Lechem. And according to the Rabbi, the son of Esther is also because it's not yours. This is also not yours. Esther Hefker is also not yours. The Chorero, the Fidif, declare, what would be the din of one of the Dalad meaning which doesn't have a Shavar Prutum? According to the Ritva, Zichri could be Yitzin. Because it's a Kolshki. If by something which is a Hefker, which no one else, which you don't have any Sutton of a file, doesn't belong to you in any which way, just since it doesn't belong to anybody else, it could be Yitzin. So for sure, something which has a Shavar Pruta, which doesn't belong to anybody else, and you even have a little bit of Shavis in it, Zichri could be a Zichri. The whole Shal is, what's going to be the din if you shoot the Trash? They hold that you need to have a Shavis in it. And the fact that somebody else doesn't have a Shavis in it, that's not enough. If you have a Shavis in it, then it's considered Lechem. If you don't have a Shavis, it's not considered Lechem. Sure, no, you don't have a Shavis, it's not considered Lechem. What's by it doesn't have a Shabbat Kutum? Is that considered as it doesn't have a Shabbat and it's not Lachem? Or is it considered as it does have a Shabbat and it is considered Lachem? So there's a Rashi on the Chamzayan of the Beis. The Gemara Darshan, Makhlekes Nechom and Rebbe Lazer. If Adam Yete Yidei Chavasai, Mr. Kotzer Shacharir. Nechom and say you could be Yete. Why? Because it says, Kol Ha'ezach Yisrael Yeshu Vasukas. Melamish for Yisrael Rim Leishu Vasukas Acha. Gan Klal Yisrael considered one sukkah. Vayseis could be yetzer with a sukkah shu'u. What's the raya? Says Rashi. Kol ezach yishu basukri. The mashma sukkah achas lechol Yisrael. Gan Klal Yisrael could be yetzer. Millions of people could be yetzer with one sukkah. She yishu balu zech ezer. Vi afshir she lekulim. And it can't be that it belongs to everybody. Lo yimati shavar prut lechol echad. El yadishin. It can't be that it belongs to you. It can't be that it's lechol, it's yours. It's not lechol, it can't be that it belongs to you. Because not everybody has a shavar prut. Elamai, the only way that it could be eaten is Ayudishin. The Madai from Rashi, sounds from Rashi, that for it to be considered yours, and not be eaten Ayudishin, is that it has a Shavar Prut in it. So, Mimela Minchas Sinich is Matmi, he says, he blighted the Sarakin, he says, what are we going to do? If it is Rashi, the only way for it to be considered yours is if it has a Shavar Prut, so Arovel, by us, not Shavar Prut, in his town where he lives, every house had an Arava tree, wasn't worth a Shavar Pruta. How can we consider Lechem? It has to be Yetzir Yechiv. The Alaminu is not going to be Lechem, so it's a Shavar Pruta, so it has a Shavi. How can we get to Yechiv? The Alaminu with an Arava. With a Shavar Pruta somewhere else. So I'll do something like that. We'll get to that in a second. What's that? But everybody else has it. Who's going to pay for it? Who's going to buy it off of it? In a Kanami, maybe somewhere else. You're right. In America, people are willing to spend $5 for an arrow. A guy is not willing to spend 2 pennies. For the Mitzvah, he's willing to sell it. In a Kanami, the Shabbat, the Mitzvah gives us the Shabbat. We'll comment that everywhere, everywhere people have arrows. In a Kanami. The truth is, the Tezer Reed, he learned, he says, Mefurish and Nafim Malach, that you could be Yaitse with an arrow that doesn't have a Shabbat Putin. And he lechers, Meduyik lechers in the Tezer Reed, that he understands, like Rashi understands, that the concern of Gozel is not because somebody else has a chosen, because it's not yours. And even so, he says that you could be a. What does he say? He says, somebody is Gozel an Arava, even though it's Pach Mishavar Pruta, you can't be, and it's not Nitin Lohitiya B'dayonim. So Agam, that Mitzah the Nigzal, it's not considered Gozel, he says, it's not considered Yishlachim Kuskal Dahayinu, because it can't be a B'dayonim. Even so, you know how to be a with the Arava. Why? Because it's the Machan. How did it become yours? Very good, it's not something that it's not his, that it's his, because it's any Yachal Yitzhiya Vadayonim, so it's not considered his. But how did it become yours? Right? So the Tzavid understood, like the Tzavid, like Rashi, that we need, first to be Lachem, we need it to be considered yours. But Machan, how did it become yours? We need it to be yours. And even so, he says, but first, that in Rav, you could be Yitzhi, even though it's worth it, Pashav Shavar Pruta. Be'etzem, I think it's very Meduyik in Rashi Alein. Rashi says, on Daf HaMegimel Mabeis, the Mishnah says, Arava Gzula V'Yaveisha Ptula. Interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Ptula L'Lulu. The Lachem HaKulukai. It's possible for Lulu. Because Lachem you need by all the Alamim. In fact, the Kabbat tomorrow, what's Rashi telling you? What's Rashi Nimechavish? In fact, the Kabbat tomorrow, that it's Meduyik, psula dafka luluv. If it's arava which is zula, the psul is only for luluv. When you get arava mikdash, there's no psul of arava zula. Why? The midilei kapni benchi. That's bishavar bruto midilei kapni benchi. When you get to arava luluv, it's going to pass because not considered lachem. When you get to arava the mikdash, you don't need lachem. It's not going to be a psul. No psul of mitzvah and rabba here because it's part of shavar bruto. It's midilei kapni benchi. We're doing in Rashi, the Rashi is going, at least we'll see this Kabbalah tomorrow. We're talking about a Rav which is less Bishavar Pruto. And even so, he says that the whole chesaron of a Rav which is less Bishavar Pruto is if it's stolen. So there's a chesaron that's not considered a Lachem. But if it wouldn't be stolen, Hagam that is part of Bishavar Pruto, it wouldn't be considered a Lachem. So we're doing in Rashi, the Rashi himself holds, Hagam that gets the Sukkah, he holds that we need it to be, you need a Shavar Pruto, but he gets the rule of a Rav for Furish that even if it's part of Bishavar Pruto, you could be a considered a Lachem. What's the chiddush? There are many chilukim in the Rambam. I would think to say, like Rav Bennett was saying, that Shemesh Shavar Pruta b'Madai. The Gemara says that from the time of Shisha b'Tomorrow, so even if it's not a Shavar Pruta over here, Safek Megudeshes, Shemesh Shavar Pruta b'Madai. So, L'Charo, that's Safek, and it's only Safek Kedushin because it's Shemesh Shavar Pruta b'Madai. But let's say you know what Tavada Shavar Pruta b'Madai, Tavada Kedushin. So it's over here, Arava, very good way that's going to live in the Hanami, it's not considered a Shavar Pruta. But if you bring it to Zimbabwe and there's Yidden there in the Chabad house, and they have no Arava, the Zichar will have to pay. The Zichar will have to Shavar Pruta. If you have a Makom that's considered a Shavar Pruta. So it's Vada Shavar Pruta somebody else, you'll be able to be Yidden. As they have a Sutra. But I looked at the Gemara over there, I looked at Yishayim, Nakamara. The Ritva says, he brings down from the Ramban, he says, even if it would be Vada Shavar Pruta Vimadai, it's only a Safa Kedushin. Because it's a chomer when you get the kedushin that we're going to make it into the south of kedushin. Because the din is when it comes to mammon, ain l'chol mammon al tefim mekayim as mani. It depends on how it is over here. Over here, is it worth anything? It's not worth anything. It's not a shavu fruit. Doesn't make a difference that if I can take it to somebody else and there it's going to be worth shavu fruit. There are many achrayim that achares, Iran, shmonei lemi, and numerous other rishonim that talk their whole that it is a kedushin vaday. But there is another shit that holds that it wouldn't be a kedushin vaday. We always buy the Sabbath Kedushin, and only again by Kedushin, because all depends on how it is over here. But Medui Kinash, like we said before, that even though it's not Shavar Pruta, it would still be considered Lachem. Rashi says, the Maitre, at the end of the day, what he do with Rashi and everybody else, he says, on that. The Fishayim, but the moment, the Shayin is Shavar Pruta, and he turned it over, he'll collapse Lachem. He says that the Chitarin is because it's not Shavar Pruta, therefore it doesn't have a Lach Lachem. So what's the difference if it's Yisurah or not, it's not Shavar Pruto. Or if it's for Matthias, it's just flushing out what's Shavar Pruto, even though it's not Yisurah. So this is really the first Gemara in Gittin. Gittin, the Gemara says, Kotzvei al Yisurah or not, if you're facing a guest on Yisurah or not, what's the din? Shofa Mitzav, they want to bring a Raya, that it is considered a guest. Why? Because if you're right, Yisurah or not, if you write a guest on a leaf of a tree, then it is a good guest. And that Zichar doesn't have a Shavar Pruto, just like Yisurah or not. Where it says, no, this is a chilek. It's true, I know, so you chazin tzaruf. Mashaykin. Alei Shazai, it's chazin lef tzaruf. So even though it's not, the Gemara itself is machal between something which is a tzaruf and therefore doesn't have a Shavar Pruta, and something which is not a tzaruf and just doesn't have a Shavar Pruta. The Maitha, it's chazin tzaruf with something else. The rest of my money, or the rest, over there talking about the rest of the leaves. This Arava, Agama doesn't have a Shavar Pruta. Well, the Maitha, it's mine. You're not allowed to steal it. Together with the rest of my money, I have more than a Shavar Pruta. The Shavis of the things that I own is more than a Shavar Pruta. Chazir is the thing. Klapi, when you get after that, it's considered mine. When you consider mine, you would be considered Lachem. And you'd be able to be Yetzir Yechiyev, even if you're a Rabbis or a Dasim or a Tzregim or a Lubavim, don't have a Shavar Pruta. Then, when you get after Yetzir Yechiyev, just to be Mesakan and Shittas, a little bit of Pitim, Shtel Avek Neshitza Rishen before he did Halacha. Rashi in the Mishnah says, he understands Nitla Pitmasi means the way that we call Pitim. Means the thing at the top of the Esrei, that fell off. That was Nitla Pitmasi. Rashi in the Gemara means on Alev Shad, and that's how the Ran goes. The Nitla Pitmasi, that of Buchnasi, is the Okit. The Okit is the part which goes into the Esrei, at the bottom. That was Nitla, that passes. The Rosh says, according to Rashi's first pshat, that the pshat is the psul in the pitim, there's no psul if the okit comes off. According to the second pshat, the psul is no okit, there's no psul if the pitim comes off. Tosfos learns al derech Rashi, Rashi pshat in the Mishnah, that the chesaron is if the pitim at the top comes off. He understands that the pitim of the book is the same thing, and it's at the top. However, he's maitzis, Right? He says, Hanush Niklash Eitha Ukas Mukai. Venisher Kimin Guma Beresha Esrin. He understands that the whole soul is Dafka of a Pitim is Dafka if it's Nisher Kimin Guma Beresha Esrin. Mashma that there's a Chasar in there. Possible because there's a Chasar. Seems like if the top would get knocked off, if the Pitim would get knocked off and there's no Guma, then what a Possible? According to Rashi, it sounds like a what Possible? The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rath, they all learn that when the Gemara says, Nitlas Mutmase, Titmase, Tani Rabbi Yitzchak ben Alazar, Nitlas Mutmase, Rabbi Yitzchak was being made of another soul. Nitlas Mutmase is going on the top, the Titim on the top. Nitlas Mutmase is going on the bottom. They're both possible. And that's how it's asking Dakar, that whether it's the Titim on the top or the Ukas on the bottom, they're both possible. There's just enough Kamino, Maduri can, Rap and the Rif, I got them in the same shot, the Rap understands. The kaima lunchim necker bochna min ha'asiso kashinam shema nito migufa shal esu nimo mechafer esu yupasol. The chashach is when the okas comes off, we're choishes that it was mechafer something from esu. So Lou used to be able to know, we had an x-ray or whatever it is, we were able to tell that there's no chasarn in the, when the okas came off, and economically the rach was going to be good. Mashenki in the rib, makes no mention of it. He understands that it's chasarn gufa from the fact that the bochna came off, and there's a hole there, that gufa, v'nishra kumin guma. That itself is kiwa like a chasarn. Even if none of the pre came off, actual fact that the ukit itself came off, that itself is considered a chasarn. Those are the ship's rishonim in Nikla Pitma. One other nikuda is the Hemshecha Gemara. It says, Reb Chanina machu bo v'nofesh. Reb Chanina was tevil, was machbil his estrog in his dip or whatever it is, took a bite out of it, and it was gave to his neighbor. The shaila is, the way the Meiri asks it, who just changes his words into the vernacular, is what possesses the Zuzma Chesma? That's what he says. Adam shekamo, eze dagar hiya mevi la Adam shekamo yse lafas mitvasa gugumo. What caused him? What brought him to do such a thing?
Why would he take a bite out of his estrog?
He's hungry. That's a very important point. They all say, they're not so fond of such an idea. And he goes to great lengths to try to understand it. At the end of the day, the Miri says that in a Hanami, he was only, that which you say nothing doesn't mean he made a bracha. Rather, the Chassidim Rishayim, he used to hold the loom the whole day. After he was ready, he would hold it the rest of the day, Hagam, then he took a bite out of it. And the next day, he would use a different one. He wouldn't make a bracha on it. And nothing means, because Safi him, the Sefis, his or mitzvah, is considered being gay to the Chassidim. But in a Hanami, he said he wouldn't make a bracha. He says in the first, he says, Kol she'asher b'shleimim, ein mi z'chatzidus latis b'chatzim. For kama that sha'ach is the yetzer with the shalim, ein mi z'chatzidus the yetzer with the chatzim. The Ravi says the same thing. He says, heicha the mishkach shleimim, mitzvah b'shleimim, mishum z'akeimim. And the Ravi says a different shot. The Ravi says, in a Hanami, he had two estrogim. One, he was hooked to the mitzvah site. The other one was him to see, he wanted to eat it. And he says that he took a bite out of the first one, and then he lost one of the six on the top. That's who he stuck. The Shasat Chas, the only one that he had left was the one that he took a bite out of. So really, he had to use it. Nothing wasn't a chapti, it was post facto. That's when he took a bite of this one. He doesn't have another one, so he was able to be able. The Archer there, says Aldera, says in a Hanami, Hanina didn't have the other Gimel Minim. So he wasn't going to be able to eat this Chiv anyhow. He took a bite out of it. But had he ate Zichar, if he knew that if he had all the other Gimel, he wouldn't have been, the way that he says it, if he had all four of them, he wouldn't have been here. And what happened at the end of the day was, he got all the other three minim. So he stuck, he had a dollar minim, and his husband got a bite out of it. But at the end of the day, both the Miri, the Ravid, another Mishenim, I think, they understand that Kokamadi could be ate with another, the Kokamadi of a Shalim, Mitzvot and Mishlim. He says, the Miri says, Ein Midas Chassidis was this Bechasa. And the Chorah is Medui Vatam and Rabbi says, Mitzvah B'Shleim Mishum Zekili. It's not the din of Hodr of Esther. There's two din. There's din of Hodr, which is the Yat Esther, special din that Esther says, creates Hodr. After that, in Echonomic Samigarea. Like the Ram says, even if you take a bite out of it, there's Hodr with the rest of it. Whatever is left over from Esther, creates the Yuchim of Hodr. However, there's another din. There's a din of Zekili Vaveh, which is Mechol HaTeret Kulam, which is also going to get to the Dalamim. Agamis is a special din of Hodr, which is Ma'akiv, even Midi Yavet. like the Gemara says in Kamal Chemis. Next up, Nechlecha, all the psalm which is Pasal Tadr, Pasal Yidim Diyavid. There's also then a Zekin and Aveu, which is Mephorish is Pasal by Dalam, because the Gemara says Zekin and Aveu in one of the things is Lulav, no, the Gemara says. And the Gemara says it's a Chiv to be Ma'agin the Lulav of Zekin and Aveu. The Shaila is, Hodor Dalin is different than Zekin and Aveir. We magic, let's take the cash at the beginning of the prayer. Igor is not magic with the Aveir, and Hodor is magic. Yes. Most of the Akhrenim understand that when Rashi says Zekin and Aveir, it's just either being Megala, that therefore we spell through the Hodor, which it says Be'etzer, but also to Lulu. Or Zekin Maveu in Echami over here, the Tzachim say is Ma'akiv for whatever reason, either because it says Hodr by making a test, the Chacham Sefer says it says the reason why really Zekin Maveu is Takana Ma'akiv, like this it says. In two places it would be Ma'akiv, and we get to Lulav and we get to Benum Rabbi Sefer Torah. Lulav, it's Ma'akiv because it says Hodr Rabbi Torah, and Benum Rabbi Sefer Torah, which is somebody wrote the Shem Hashem, Shalei B'Chavana, and he writes over it. Now it's darker, it looks Benum Rabbi, the Gemara says Apostle. It says the same thing, it says Zekeli Van Veil. It comes to Keli, the Shem Hashem, Zikr there, Van Veil is Ma'akiv in Binyamin. But most of the friends go that Zekeli Van Veil is like a different than Rashi, really old. The rest of the Rashi in the Mishnah all mention Hadar. It's a little bit weird that Rashi is saying that the third is Zekeli Van Veil. Huh? Why do you think Lehi Havi Hadar? Zekeli Van Veil is because Lehi Havi Hadar? Third is Zekeli Van Veil? Lehi Havi Hadar, Lav Hadar. Definitely. Sure, I'm right, at the end of the day, most of the time, that can be is not matter. You can have 10 cash at the end of the day. The Shaila is, when you get to what is Zekin and Aveo different than Hadar? Hadar, we explained with the Matthias. It's not a din. The din Hadar, I know Adam that the Matthias might not look that it's. Hagam the Matthias doesn't look Hadar, but hither, the din of Hadar, when you get to Dalaminum, I came across at least 7 or 8 places so far that Hagam that the Chorus Pasha should be considered as Tarn and Hadar, but since Midina is not considered in Hadar, it's not considered a din, it's not considered a Chal. No Mashal. When you get to the, let's say, we saw it, when it says Adavim Rubei Olav, the Magen Avraham says, on the Ramah that says Miyamish Meilech that it's kosher. What's the reason why it's kosher? Because it'll be yod in the ma'atim. Says the Mishnah Torah, "Kol aroi lebila ein bila matir." So what happens if you have another room meyala? There's a chesaron in hadar. Pashas, the way Rashi understands, chesaron in menuma, chesaron in hadar. So now, what does it help now that kol aroi lebila ein bila matir? So why is it chesaron in hadar? Elamai hadar is a din. If Okama is din, I don't have to recognize that the kol aroi lebila ein bila matir. Not considered chesaron in hadar. He said, the Rabbi says, that B'nai Halacha brings it down, that if the top three leaves of Hadas are Yivation, it doesn't passel, because you can take them off. You're allowed to take them off. So, also a similar for, since you can take it off, therefore it doesn't pass. I have a mind to Chatarn and Hadar, the mind said, if you leave them there, it's another Yivation. If you wouldn't be able to take them off, it would passel. No, like there, it doesn't passel. We have Kama Vakam Adam Akamis, and we say, there's a story with the Dalmi Alcha on the Dalmi Alcha on the Anavim. Hagam is leaving, the berries are still there. By Esther we saw that the Rosh already says that sometimes the Esther is kosher because out of pitim, the ones that didn't have a pitim are kosher, the ones that did have a pitim and fell off is not kosher. If the whole stone is dinner hadar, not having a pitim, so what's the difference if it had a pitim and didn't have a pitim? If the pitim fell off on the tree, the way that we know it, then the pitim fell off afterwards. Stone and Hadar, but not a stone and Hadar. There it is, fell in the tree. That's there, you do, and you don't recognize it as Hadar. So Hadar, we know, is a din in. It's a din, it's not really so much of a din. In Echanami, it was Kafi, certain Gedan, Chazal, Kaveh, what's considered Hadar? Once there's Kaveh, there was Gedan. In Echanami, Hagam, that to us, maybe it wouldn't be considered Hadar, or would be considered Hadar. But you get Chazal, as long as it's not a stone and Hadar, it's not a problem. What's the din by Zekeli Ma'aveh? Is Zekeli Ma'aveh a din up to us? person's going to decide what he thinks looks nice or not. The Gemara b'Hemshich, although we should get up to it, it's the next Mishnah, right? Lam Aval and Meir. Ein Oiden et Halul Aval b'Minun, Zivir Rebbe Yehudim, Meir Oimer, Afilu B'chutz b'Mashicha. Amar Rebbe Meir, Ma'i Savan Shir Yerushalayim, Shir Oiden et Halul Aval b'Dimayniya Shalzal. Amar Loi b'Minu Oye Oiden et Halul Aval. The Meir wants to bring a Raya, that you could be Ma'agad Halul with something which is not Minun, because Anshir Yerushalayim will Ma'agad it with Dimayniya Shalzal. With golden chutei zav, Rashi says. Zafter Yehuda, b'mino yoygdim etei melmata. Yeah, melmata they were magadim b'mino. So, what was their main desire? He didn't know what they were magadim. He didn't know what was going on underneath. Zafter Chassam Sefer, he says, that which they were magadim melmata b'mino, mishum de'in zizan ve'il ma'ashatir miyat olim. B'loi ma'ashanachim amtim yipuyim. It says the reason why they were magadit with minoi milmata is because the Maisa doesn't necessarily say to be magadit the minoi. The reason why we were magadit is Zekelim Aveu. Zekelim Aveu is not a fell. Zekelim Aveu is up to what the Chazal Kaveh and what the Teres Kaveh. The Teres Kaveh, that the way that it's considered a Aveu is to be magadit with something which is minoi. So, to be mekayim that Zekelim Aveu, they were magadit with minoi. It says Mamela, you shouldn't put your wolf and dalaminim in gimel medium in the peshakum. Hagam that maybe looks nicer. The Maisa Chazal say that the way that a meal looks nice is kesher gabi kesher, and that's not considered kesher gabi kesher. That's why you're supposed to be make a kesher on top of the peshakum also. But he was going that if you don't make a kesher on the peshakum, you just leave it in the peshakum. Well, hagam to you it looks nicer than making a knot. A knot doesn't look so nice. Chazal kaveya. Then a knot does look nice. Kesher gabi kesher. What considered that kind of avin? If you want, then there's another din. There's chibur mitzvah. You can make gimani shalzav around it, which is also a chayra nichlan zekin aveil. Zekin aveil has two dims. Is zekin aveil, which is certain things that chazal kaveya. This is zekin aveil, and those things is ein ma'alod and achareim. That's considered yafri. And then the things that people add on, gold over here, gold over there, some menorah. The Mishnah says in Bikurim that they used to put gold on top of the horns of the ox that was bringing the Bikurim. Is bringing the Bikurim in golden baskets. That's another din of chibuk mitzvah. The only thing to clear over here is the Meiri and the Ravi, they're both tiny, that this din of Zeki Lamaveyu is Hagam that Bikra did, Chosr doesn't pass on the rest of the days. But you still have a din of Zeki Lamaveyu to have to be Mekayim the mitzvah Bishlim. What's the din? What's the din when it gets to other psul? Things that are possible at other. Things that are possible, let's say, only on the first day. Aslakicha tamu. Nechlaka at yemen. Shkori to magar adon. Possible aslakicha tamu. Ninza kemi. Possible aslakicha tamu. So, this year, Yantif is the first day of Yantif. It's Shabbat. Should I lich atchila? Look for a lulav which is not nizdak hamnik, not nechlecha. Or do I say the mic on the first day Shabbos? I don't have to be. There's no din to be have a. You don't take lulav on Shabbos anyhow. So we may only take lulav on the rest of the day. The rest of the day, there's no din to have of lekicha tamim when you get the nechlecha game is nizdak hamnik. Is there any reason to be mahadur? The charei lefit is beirin, lefit is rising. There's things din is ekin lamei. What that means that you should. Even on top of the rest of the day, you should look at kilo, get an estric, which is a lure of an estric, which is kosher, even for the rest of the day, is all zekin mave. Then the din of zekin mave is hinder mitzvah. So if your lulav opens up, becomes nechlaka, atiyemis, on sukkis, or becomes nizak hemnik on sukkis, in echnami, you have no chiv to go buy a new one. You only have to spend at shlish. You have to buy an entire new estric. Pashim is more than shlish. That's on yantif, that's only for less. But the Shabbat is b'negiyah to be for Yom Tov. Hinder mitzvah shlish, we said, is also to be mekayim shita that we don't pass in the mind. So b'chayro b'negiyah to this, zekin l'maveu, the Meiri and the Rebbe both say that there's an ending of zekin l'maveu to be mahadur. Agam that it doesn't pass on. Things don't pass out chaser on the rest of the days Yom Tov. Things don't pass out kichat on the rest of the days Yom Tov. Even so, you should be mahadur that it should be kosher the chachilo of zekin l'maveu. If it's the chachilo, you should be mahadur to buy something. Which is, let's say, even a year like this year, where you're not going to be it the first day. You should be mahadur to buy something which is not nizakem, which is not nechlekat yim. So Mechafim, where are we saying that? There's really no Makhid to be Mahadar in the Mashu Zichar in a year like this. But according to this, it will come out. He should be Mahadar in such a thing. However, look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, when he gets at his whole din of the Mechanina Masu Meiv Nafak, he says, if you make a Tanai, you're not allowed to take a bite out of your ass because the hooks in the tongue. It says, if you make a Tanai, it says, we're not Mekim in Tanai. But if you make a Tanai, then you're allowed to go in the Chathchila and take a bite out of your ass and be Yetzer after the day. Mashma from the Shulchan Aruch that he understood that the Chathchila you're allowed to go ahead and do it. There's no second in Maveu. If the Chathchila you're allowed to be Yetzer Chathchila the rest of the day, there's no end to be Yetzer Mishalom. It's Hobbit, the rest of whatever's left of your ass is considered Hobbit. There's no need to be Yetzer Mishalom in the Chathchila. I don't know if it's suggested, but in the Chanami, the Chara, Mitzchino, do you have to spend more money to be able to? I don't know if you have to spend more money. But Zichol, to go ahead and be Mekayim, if you're United, not to be Pregea, not to split your Luv, or drop your Esrik, Zichol, Kedah, be able to Zekir of Amdi. Just when you get to the Hemshech Halacha, which didn't start, Bez Hashem, I hope this week to finish either to Zayin Chesed Pitim and next week finish the rest of the halacha, or if you don't know what to do, you can finish Pitim off. But Pitim is sort of like a little bit of a big too stiff in Zayin Chesed. So if you finish the Zayin Chesed, then do the rest next week. If not, call apart at the end of next week to finish Simon Tafesh Ben Chesed. As Hashem will go to Tafesh Ben Chesed, so we don't have any Gemara, but we need to learn those halachas.